kinds of beautiful energy.
Okay.
And,
well, I love the pink because it's so feminine, too.
Yeah.
It's healing feminine energy.
Yep.
To me, anyway.
Yep. Well,
you own your new house, Linda.
I love it. I'm sitting outside right now listening to the wind blow and watching all the birds.
Wow.
And you can probably hear the wind chimes in the background.
Look. Oh, yeah, I can hear that. I can hear that. Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you, everybody. Our master, Yogi Bhajan, has come into this call a couple minutes ago, and it is 4/8/2014. And what we were talking about is when we see scenes on TV or the internet, and I think Arit was talking about a scene with children in Africa, to re-visualize the scene with the children being taken care of and even having servants and lots of food. And that's a direct segue into what Yogi Bhajan has been working with us on and wants us to talk more about, which is the power of the mind, and that what we need to do and learn how to do and are practicing learning how to do is to direct the mind. So step in being co-creators, step one is knowing that our mind is powerful, and if we direct the mind and the thoughts of our mind, that then those thoughts can connect the universal mind or the etheric field, and that we are directly affecting the etheric fields with our thoughts and our minds all the time. But when we want to reach the effect that creates more abundance and love and all the good things for others, we have to rise to the level, the frequency of the universal mind. So our, so to speak, 3D, a lower frequency thinking, to say the collective we, just bounces around. It, you know, what Sri Singh Sabha is saying is it doesn't do anybody any good, and it just comes back to people that put out kind of thoughts that aren't for the good of all, so to speak, thoughts that aren't from the heart or from compassion. They bounce around in kind of like a karmic field, and that field is being contained, and that's part of what's happening with the transition, the ascension, the Aquarian age, that the masters, the light beings, the galactics, whoever we experience, the beings around us, are actually, because we've opened up, they're saying, many light portals with our consciousness, that we have made contact. We have opened up the connection portals, that more light is coming through, and we're just talking about that with the pink light in the morning, from these higher dimensions. So as we were talking about, one of the calls was saying, no more 3D after April 15th. And what I'm seeing is that we have so many light portals coming through that the other dimensions are going to begin to exert a stronger influence and are going to be affecting the outcomes of situations more than the 3D limited, just, you know, individuality, an eye for an eye kind of thing mentality on the planet. So that's what I'm being shown. I'm getting the answer to my own question, which is beautiful. So as we learn to direct our mind to align with the universal mind, then we get the power, the unlimited power of love and compassion, and the power to basically uplift, be part of uplifting all of humanity. So I've seen this exchange happen between us, our minds, uplifting our minds to the higher compassionate frequencies, connecting with the hearts and minds of those not in this particular 3D physical form, and us allowing their love to flow into us and our love to flow into them. And I remember when, back when I was in high school, we used to have those those exchange students from foreign countries, and my mom had students at our house when I was in high school. And, you know, it really was an exchange where they came in with their culture, and we exchanged our culture. And they didn't know how we lived, and we didn't know how they lived. So it really was a cultural exchange to get to know each other. So I'm feeling that the galactics or the beings that aren't in this particular Earth 3D, so to speak, dimension, are very curious about what we've learned. And because we've had so much individuality that we've had a long time become very unique individuals, more individualized and more diverse than many other places, many other starships or planets where people are more similar. So I'm feeling that even though, as an example, to us in 3D, that we're having to overcome things like prejudice and, racism, whatever, discrimination, all those things, that they're very excited about how different we all are. So that's an example of moving from 3D thinking to 4D, 5D, 6D thinking, that once we, the veil of poverty is lifted, and the experience of the truth of the abundance of the divine, of the universe, of the universal frequencies is allowed to penetrate the hearts of humankind, then and only then, when we move into that frequency of the basis of the universe, which is love, unending love, and the fact and the truth that love is really the true abundance, and that really getting people fed and clothed and housed and children taken care of is really secondary to this rush of the true abundance, that we are like very deeply loved and cherished because that's what we are, that's what we came from. So it's really that electric connection on the cellular frequency that we're being, that the light of the divine ones, of our teachers, of our masters, Yogi Bhajan right now, is actually reconnecting with our divine origins, our frequencies in every cell of our body. So it's almost like they're coming inside and re-energizing our cellular structure with our true nature, our true divine nature of the frequency. And they're showing me it as a geometric pattern, like a crystalline pattern. So right now what I'm experiencing Yogi Bhajan is holding for us, it's like the crystalline pattern of love coming into re-energize and heal every cell of our body for the light of the divine, the crystalline geometric pattern, reorienting us so that we can be interfacing with the crystalline geometric beautiful patterns of the sixth dimension and beyond. I'm being shown like a snowflake patterns, that once, like the Emoto water work that we used to work with a while ago, that once our own crystalline structure is reoriented to interface with the purity of the divine, then we're lifted up into that sphere and into that frequency. And we are truly then living in the abundance of love, in the bliss, in the higher dimensions, in our physical body. So they're saying, yes, they're kind of laughing. Yes, it's been a grand experiment. I don't know why these beings, they have a lot of levity and happiness about them. So I guess because they're not bound by time and space and the density of suffering that's been on this planet. So I'm feeling like in this moment and in this call, we're helping to lift the density of suffering. And they're saying that suffering is just a density, and that veil of density is being broken up and lifted. So that's what they're showing me right now as the basis for the frequency of this call. Beautiful. So breathe in, everybody. And exhale. Yes. So as Sharon was saying, we're building up to the grand cross. We're building towards it. We're building towards it, and it's building up. It's between April 20th to April 23rd, and here we are, 4-8, April 8th. So that's going to be the take-home moment. Those 3 days are, so we're building up to that right now. And we're dealing with, we went into Aries, and we're dealing with this Uranus energy, which is, remember, it's the very outer, one of the outer planets that it takes 84 years for a revolution around our sun. So with this alignment with Aries, we're activating the inner revolutionary. So we're activating the star patterns of claiming our own individuality, which is our own divinity, rather than being suppressed for, they say, like 13 millennium, a lot of years where we've been suppressed and haven't felt safe to express our individuality, our uniqueness. But in the higher dimensions, as I said, uniqueness and diversity is celebrated. Oh, wow, we want to really know how you became so unique, how you could see things in this way. I never looked at things in that way. So, you know, I hear on different channelings and things how when we get into these higher frequencies and we're actually able to see and walk among and interface with these beings that live in those dimensions, they're going to be so interested in our individuality. And they're always saying, like, yeah, we want you to work with us to help recreate the Earth, to do lots and lots of projects and share lots of information, and how each one of us is going to enrich the tapestry and the lives of people on the planet rather than being suppressed. So it's even the technology of the way we see the world is, and how we visualize and how we create things, it's all very valuable in these other upper dimensions. So whatever's coming up right now, and we were talking about this, whether it's residual anger or things about being afraid to talk or low self-esteem or whatever you see around you, people being released from the planet, this is really a time to just keep breathing through whatever comes up and know that we're passing through it like we're passing through this portal for mortals, or we're passing through this wormhole really quickly. So just hang on, just see it spinning by, streaking by just like a blur of light, and just direct your mind again to the electric light, that's coming through so strongly right now. And just to feel like that really feeling of gratitude in our hearts that we are in safe situations at this time on the planet, and that we're here and that we're making it through this vortex, and we're anchoring in these frequencies. And we've waited a long time as souls to do this. So here we are. Jupiter in Cancer, opposite Pluto in Capricorn. So we've talked about the expansion of Jupiter in Cancer, planet Earth, mother, home, and Pluto in Capricorn, Earth sign. So Pluto's the deepest subconscious of our who we are, who our individual archetype is. So the birth of each and every individual person. And as we move into that frequency, we move into the birth of each of our star beings. It's the awakening of our kundalini. So you might want to do your spinal flexes and your breathing, which I'm sure everybody does anyway, but just to, if you feel like that spontaneous energy arising or getting stuck, just breathe and do some spinal flexes. So we're moving into Pisces. So we've got the dreamland. We've got the dream time with Venus, the goddess of love. So this is all about, and what we were talking about at the beginning of the call is perfect. It's all about revisioning what life on the mother, the beautiful dream. How do we want life on the planet to be? So this is a beautiful time to visualize that and move into a peaceful revolution within our own hearts and minds and souls, the planet Earth. also releasing external forces that have been dominating us. So this has a lot to do with the projection of external authorities scaring us. So it's letting go of that fear and that shame. And I really feel that one of the most important things to practice is just practice co-creation communication. So sharing as co-creators, hey, this is how I see things. How do you see things? Like, first get the information, what somebody else's point of view is, not assume that we know what it is, and just listen. And then once we get the information, then we can start to work with how we can weave together our individualities to make the tantra or the fabric of life on Earth strong, to weave a new blanket, a new way of being, and a new way of seeing how to work together. So this is a time to really see how we can work together to make a really, really strong and beautiful planet. So it's moving into this upward spiral, this upward spiraling, moving up, moving the Kundalini up, the spiral of light. So it's not really a linear feeling, it's more like a swirly feeling. So if you're tired or feeling confused or swirling, that could be the Kundalini energy too, remembering that we're moving into a spiral vortex. So it could be kind of, sometimes makes you feel kind of lightheaded and dizzy. So if there's anything that comes up around that, if it stirs up some old trauma or something that's challenging, then just know that it's just moving through you, and it's being moved out of you for a reason. So it's okay to feel dizzy, like you're on a merry-go-round, like when you got off the merry-go-round when you were a kid, felt dizzy. That's what I did. So if your life has been full of drama or shocks, surprises, or emotional trauma that have been suppressed, then remember to let it swirl out in this spiral of love that's getting faster and faster, and allow your individual truth, your individuality, your divinity to express itself. So let's just breathe into that. That's a little bit about the astrology, again, building up to the grand cross. Moving into the vortex of your own individuality, connected with your own divinity. So it's not like as we become more divine, we just become more floaty. We actually become more solid within who we really are. We feel stronger. So balance out the Jupiter opposite Pluto, Uranus opposite Mars, this rush of energy, and let the swirls go, and then feel that divinity of peacefulness, of compassion, wash over you. So if you feel something that you're letting go of some trauma, what Yogi Bhajan's saying is call on the masters, call on Yogiji, say, Yogiji, 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 help me transmute this trauma. And do a mantra or chant a call. And he does want us to chant a call for some people that have crossed over. There are some in the news, and that's the people that had been killed, and a couple people have died recently, and a friend of mine, his friend, was killed in a skiing accident on Sunday. So I'm just feeling that if there's somebody individual that you know that has crossed over, or this group of people, they also want us to chant a call. So we'll do that in a couple minutes. There's just some spirits floating around us that are asking us to, since we're in bodies and we're bringing all this light through, asking us to attend a call to help them get to the next level. So that's why I mentioned that right then. I just want to remember that. Good. So we're talking about directing our mind. Our mind is constantly in motion, producing all kinds of thoughts, all kinds of ideas, and remembering that the mind itself has no base or inherent reality. It's our souls. It's the truth of who we are. that has to direct our mind to the reality that we want to live in. Otherwise, our mind can take us down, take us up, take us around. So don't follow your mind around. Like, let your mind be directed. And then we know when we can do that, and as we said, connect our minds with the universal mind, that then we move into what? The ninth body, where we can move beyond and we can excel above time and space. And now the mind is vibrating at the frequency of your soul. So that's what we're looking to do. That's our practice this week that Yogi G is giving us. He's saying, practice having your mind vibrate at the frequency of your soul. And then you'll know this divine reality. You'll know the reality of who you really are, and you'll be able to get through whatever shows up for you as trauma and drama and things that may have happened in the past or fears. So he's saying, don't, you know, argue with yourself. Don't give yourself a hard time. Just train yourself to be vibrating at the frequency of your soul. Train your mind. Don't give your mind a hard time. Don't let your mind give you a hard time. Just train your mind to experience your soul. Allow your soul to come first and your mind to follow, not the other way around. Now that's the Jupiter in Cancer, the expansion. So it's like, where are we expanding into? We're expanding into the vibration of our soul, which is beyond the negative and positive minds. And the portal for the access to our soul is the neutral mind. So when we can do that, we make our mind follow us. And then we become what? We become wise. We become a wise one. So we want to master, we want to be a mastery of directing our minds. And then it's so beautiful. Then our energy is freed up, as we were talking about a minute ago, to visualize and actually put energy into creating these beautiful, abundant frequencies for all the people that are suffering and don't have enough to eat and the children and things like that. So it's not only makes us feel better to direct our mind, but it's actually much more a better use of our co-creator energy. So we're going to learn how to be wiser and use the co-creator energies more positively and more powerfully. And then we are really vibrating with the truth of who we are, and we can actually return home to our own soul frequencies. And that's part of the ascension, to welcome not only whatever we think, the galactics, whoever, but to really welcome into our own hearts the purity and the divinity of our own soul frequency. And that's the real healing that we've been so told not to believe in ourselves. And then we move into a space of where your presence and your projection works. So the light of your soul comes through, and that purity is so powerful that everybody feels it. Don't need to do anything else. So this is moving into the Saibhong, or the self-illumined state that Yogi Bhajan tells us about, with your radiant identity of your God or Goddess self coming through, and knowing that your soul is actually free. Like on the 3D earth plane, we may have had to do this and had to do that, but your soul can never be imprisoned. Your soul is always free, no matter what happens to the body. So that's actually a really liberating thought. And so Guru Amar Das says, and Sri Guru Granth Sahib, remember Guru Amar Das is he served Guru Ram Das, carrying the water for his bath, went down to the river. He was an old man, and people would make fun of him. And he just kept his focus on serving the master, serving Guru Ram Das, and then he became the next guru. So Guru Amar Das is the prayer of the prayerless, the hope of the hopeless. You pray to him. His devotion will carry you across. Guru Amar Das says, ever abide with your God, O my mind. He shall make you forget all suffering. He shall own you and shall arrange all your affairs. The Lord is omnipotent to do all things. Why forget him from your mind, says Nanak. O my mind, ever abide with your God. So that's what we're talking about. There is a place where when we connect with that, that we are the most powerful co-creators that we can be, and then life becomes a lot more fun. And we are a slave to none. We're truly ascended in our liberation. Okay, so just go ahead and breathe into this frequency of divinity. This frequency of divinity, a lone soul, let it come through. Remember we talked about Yogi Bhajan here, bringing that light into every cell of your body. Good, let it come in. Beautiful. Okay, breathe that in. Feel it all the way down to your feet. All right, so we're going to move into that creative energy, co-creator beings, into the liberation of creation. Har Har Gobinde, the liberation of creation. The Hada is the creator, creator being. Sound for creation, Hada. When you chant Hada, and Gobinde is the liberator, being liberated into our divine selves, into love. Here we go.
Hari, 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 H
Connected? Hello? Oh.
Yes, how we're still here.
Okay,
we're still here.
The words of the guru. that's a lot. Good, good, good. Well, my third eye feels like it's swirling around.
Yep. Mine feels like it's tightening or something.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I got revisioned or something. Revised. I got revised.
You're going to be more revised on the 15th.
I know, I'm waiting.
Yay,
we'll see what happens. I wait.
You know, actually, the 15th is our next call, Siri.
Yeah. It is.
Good.
That
the
is cool.
We're actually going to have the call with the ultimate time sitting among us.
Yeah. Great. Hope you. All right. Wow, that was powerful today. Anybody else want to share anything else that they're feeling or experiencing? Thoughts, feelings, actions? Co-creation.
I like the idea of visioning things that are bad situations in a better way, because it is a lot for some people to take, and it's nice to be able to tell them, well, you just imagine it differently.
Mm-hmm.
And see it through to the end in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that's easy to pass on, especially to people who are a lot younger.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like the feeling of that, and I really hadn't thought about how I hadn't connected that much, because I kept thinking, you know, visualization is just kind of, you know, for me, for the person who does it, and I really got the impact of how when we use the power of our mind connected with the universal mind, how our visualizations are really impacting the outcome of what's happening.
Mm.
We got a lot more directly, say, or impactfully.
It was amazing when I started visualizing my dream house 3 years ago. I wrote down things that it would have to have. And when we finally found it, there was so much that I had imagined that was here. It wasn't identical, but it was, I had focused. I did it as an experiment.
Uh-huh.
And as much as I had put into it mentally, how much was actually here when we got to the place.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
So I know if you put enough effort into it, it can, you know, it has to. Has to work, has to have an impact.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Beautiful. So for this week, any Hara Hars or Gobinde chants would be recommended. And getting ready for the ascension next week.
Yay. That's going to be fun.
Meet you all on the ship.
Yay. Save a seat for me.
Okay.
I love you all very, very, very much. And stay in
grace.
And stay in ease.
Thank you.
I love you, Satnam.
Satnam.
Love you, Satnam. Love you all.
Love you, Satnam. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.